USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump's campaign has filed a new lawsuit in Pennsylvania, alleging that the state's election system held different standards for voters depending on whether they voted in person or by mail. The lawsuit against Pennsylvania's Secretary of State and seven counties also alleges observers were not given proper access to vote counts, and that a court order for additional access was ignored in Philadelphia County. On top of that, Senator Lindsey Graham says there are more cases of improper conduct in the Pennsylvania election. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that evidence of ballot harvesting has been uncovered in the Keystone State.
We're now finding potentially that 25,000 nursing home residents in different nursing homes requested mail-in ballots at the exact same time. You can't ballot harvest in Pennsylvania. What are the odds that 25,000 people in different locations of the same age group requested at the same time a ballot?
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable, and just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better, or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Secretary of Defense Mark Esper is out. President Trump announced the move Monday on Twitter, saying that the director of the National Counterterrorism Center, Christopher Miller, would be taking over as acting secretary. Esper became the Secretary of Defense in July 2019 after previously serving as the Secretary of the Army. Miller had been in charge of the National Counterterrorism Center since August after previously serving as a policy official with the National Security Council. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol seizes boots. Val Dior has the answer from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Agriculture specialists with U.S. Customs and Border Patrol seized three pairs of boots and a belt that were crafted from sea turtles as well as a freshwater fish native to the Amazon River Basin. The apparel was found at a consignment shipping facility in Dallas and is a violation of the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species, or CITES. CBP coordinated with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services before confiscating the apparel. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk in your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Even as it continues to soak South Florida, Tropical Storm Eta is expected to linger in the Gulf of Mexico for several more days. As it continues to track westward, the storm isn't expected to strengthen much, if at all, but still may wander to the north, bringing heavy rains to the Florida Panhandle, Georgia, and Alabama this weekend. If being shot through a vacuum tube sounds like a fun way to travel, well, you're in luck.
Virgin Hyperloop gave the first ride on a test track Sunday in Las Vegas. A Hyperloop is a transportation system in which people travel in a vehicle in a vacuum tube at speeds up to 600 miles per hour. Virgin's system includes magnetic levitation used since the 70s and on high-speed rail projects in Japan and Germany. Virgin's pod only reached 100 miles per hour on this track because the track is 500 meters long, limiting how fast the pod could go. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
And Saturday's football game between Auburn and Mississippi State has been postponed as the Bulldogs deal with an outbreak of COVID-19 cases. According to Mississippi State's athletic director, a number of positive tests and players quarantining as close contacts have left the team without the required 53 scholarship players the Southeastern Conference has set for a game to be played. That game will be rescheduled for December 12th. The Bulldogs aren't the only SEC team dealing with the virus. Texas A&M shut down their practice facility Monday after several positive tests, and LSU has confirmed multiple positive tests, putting their game this weekend against Alabama in jeopardy. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.